This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
We were talking about this during the break, Doran. You've got Justin Fields. Last best shot, seriously, to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. He needs George Pickens. You need to be able to rely on that guy. Run your routes at 100%. Be in the right place. Work your tail off the way that we know Justin Fields is working his tail off. And if it's Russell Wilson, all the same stuff still applies. Mm-hmm. You know, Russ needs this guy, too. I think Pat Freiermuth's a really good player. Jaylen Warren's been out. Cordarrelle Patterson's been out. The offensive line's banged up. The guy that's supposed to be the best playmaker on this offense, you can't trust him to do what he's supposed to do. If I'm Justin Fields, I'm pissed.
Mad.
Real mad.
Real mad.
Steaming mad.
Look at my situation in Chicago. You think that this is hard? Like, look what I have to do right now just to keep my career alive, and you're over here moping around. Like, we need you. I need you. Like, I don't know. Like, what could he be mad about? Like, maybe being challenged by his receiver coach, because we know that that's happened a couple times, and his receiver coach is a damn good coach. He's a really good NFL coach.
Hard-nosed guy.
Hard-nosed guy and doesn't take any nonsense. Maybe that, you know, Azani is challenging him and George just doesn't like that type of coaching. I don't know what he could be mad about. I mean, look what was his stat line the game before the Dallas game?
He had 100-plus yards.
Right.
11 targets, 7 catches.
Well, he's not getting the ball.
Right. It was his best game. And if I'm Pickens, here's how I'd think about it. I need to go out there and work my ass off every day, not just during games, every day, meeting rooms, film study, practice field, on the field, every day, because if you do and you're open and the ball finds you, you're going to make $120 million.
Right.
All you got to do is play good soldier and you're going to be generationally wealthy. Come on. But then he's writing open bleeping always. He's grabbing a dude's face mask. He's late for meetings. This is the way you play yourself out of the league.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that's going to happen, but you're on the path. And here's the other thing. And we kind of touched on this in the first segment. You did eloquently. Guys like Freiermuth have to talk for him because he hasn't talked.
Right.
He's not meeting with the media. And when I say stuff like that, inevitably, I get texts, tweets, maybe calls. He doesn't owe you, the media, anything. He doesn't owe me anything.
Uh-uh.
He doesn't owe Ray Fittipaldo or Caboli or Jeff Hathorn anything. Go stand up there and answer questions so that your teammates don't have to. Not to mention, every player is required to speak during the week, mm-hmm, if they're healthy.
It's being a professional.
Yes.
Like, there's a way of doing things, being a professional. And he's not being a professional. So he doesn't owe anybody anything, but it's a part of being a professional. And like you just said, now everybody else has to answer for you.
Yes.
And you, like, why would, if you're okay with putting your teammates in that position, then there's issues too.
Yes.
Like, that's a whole other side to it.
Great point. And he should also be smart enough to see the writing on the wall. And I don't question George Pickens' intelligence. I don't like when anybody does that ever to any player in any sport, because you're not there. You don't know what they say to the media. Sometimes they just don't want to talk to the media. I happen to think George Pickens is a very bright guy. So he should have seen Deontay's not putting the effort in. He gets shipped off to Siberia. They bring in the aforementioned Aziz Ansari as the wide receivers coach, who's a, I'm going to get in your face and hold you accountable kind of guy. George, don't you see what they're doing here, man? They brought in Allen Robinson last year, and a lot of the talking points were, oh, this is a veteran, and okay, whatever. But that was a lot of what they talked about. George, they're telling you, get it together.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get your snap count reduced, and Tomlin's making up BS lies on your behalf. Like, read the room, George. Read the room. Turn it around. I want you to get paid. I want you to use your God-given talent to get paid. It always bothers me when people don't make the most of the opportunities that they've earned. He's earned the right to be an NFL player. He's 1% of the 1%, just like you. You've got a chance to provide for yourself and your family for generations if you get your head out of your ass, man. Get your head out of your ass.
The Steelers gave him the loyalty in most ways to say that you're our guy. You're our number one receiver. Like, you can't be mad at the team.
Man,
you can't be mad
so
at the coaches. You can't be mad at the organization. They looked at you and were like, you're our number one guy. Now, they did go. I mean, they're going to do what's best for the team, and they're going to talk to other players. They're going to talk to IU. They're going to talk to Davante Adams, because that makes the team better. But heading into the season, man, like, you, they looked at you and were like, hey, we're going to get rid of Deontay because we have you. So we want you to grow. We want you to get better. We want you to take this and run with it. And now you're, you know, doing the things you did last game, and your reps are reduced, and now your coach is making up things because of load management whenever you needed to win a football game, and they know that you're the way to win and produce. It's just, it's no good. It's no good.
It's no good. And there's only one solution, I think, because I don't know that they're going to, quote unquote, punish him or hold him accountable enough that he's going to just change overnight. Like, the obvious solution is you trade him and you get Davante Adams. I just don't know how likely that is. And I'll say it again for the umpteenth time. I said it a lot yesterday. He's not going to be a Steeler in 2025.
Mm-mm.
He's just not. You can't pay this guy $30 million a year, $25 million a year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.